Back now with Day to Day. Earlier, we heard about how human activity is affecting the Earth's climate. There's another big climate change report today. This one focuses on water, specifically how dry it's going to get. In fact, this report foresees a day when fleets of supertankers will have to transport water much the way oil is shipped today. John Dimsdale joins us from Marketplace. John, is this water shortage prediction related to the global warming study today?
Yes, they're both part of a series of studies that the United Nations is releasing on the consequences of climate change and what we should be doing about it. Now, this water shortage study isn't due out until April, but parts of the draft were leaked to the Reuters news service. And the conclusion is that by the year 2100, more than a billion people will have to deal with a lack of fresh water. Now, none of this is news to Joseph Rahm. He's written a book called Hell and High Water, The Solution and Politics of Global Warming, and he doesn't paint a pretty picture of the future.
Global warming contributes to water scarcity in two ways. First of all, it makes hot and dry areas hotter and drier, causing increased desertification. At the same time, it melts inland glaciers that feed water and rivers to 40% of the Earth's population in places like China, India, and South America.
Now, Rahm says that will create some economic opportunity for places that still have water. He says Norway, Russia, New Zealand are examples. And they'll be able to ship their resource to drier, thirstier parts of the world.
That sounds kind of crazy, though. What about the fuel those tankers are going to burn transporting water such long distances? Doesn't that mean more greenhouse gases?
Exactly. And that's a real concern, that our reaction to global warming is only going to make it worse. The same problem is there with desalinization. It takes huge amounts of energy to turn seawater into drinkable water, which means burning more of these fossil fuels. On the bright side, Joseph Rahm says there are several promising solar and wind power options for both the water tankers and the desalinization process.
There's going to be a huge market opportunity, but I think the peril is enormous because we're going to have 3 billion more mouths to feed, and yet we're going to have less arable land and less fresh water available for people and agriculture.
Well, how about a better way to get water to those who need it?
Well, he says that thermal ocean currents are showing some promise. If those could be captured, they're hot, there's lots of energy in there, they could be converted into a pollution-free energy source. There's also a more far-fetched idea of hauling icebergs to temperate regions. Saudi Arabia has been toying with this idea for several decades, essentially having a ship lasso a big iceberg and drag it to their country to change the desert into arable land. Now, obviously, that's not going to work if the icebergs are starting to disappear. Later on Marketplace today, we look at the financial implications of the skinny model debate during New York's Fashion Week.
Thank you. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace from American Public Media.